So let's bring Elliot on. He was certainly not that reporter. Elliot Shore Parks with us. Welcome back. Midday show. Maybe that Eagles passing game will change and explode on Sunday. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio with you. This segment, of course, sponsored by Visit Delco. Have tickets to the Birds game this weekend. Make a night of it with the Eagles game day getaway from Visit Delco. Go to visitdelcopa.com. Click the Eagles logo. And I keep looking at this forecast, Hugh. We may be in for some legitimate snow during the game on Sunday. Now, I know this is going to evolve. It's only Wednesday. And you know, a couple weeks ago, we thought there could be snow last Saturday. That didn't happen. So who knows? But Hugh, as I see it right now, the time that that my phone is telling me we're going to see some precipitation on Sunday, you ready for this, is between 3 p.m. and 6 p.m. That's the game.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have a snow playoff game.
Yeah, and I just got some good news. My coat was just delivered today, so I'm good to go.
Oh, so you're ready? You're finally ready?
Yeah, hopefully it's the right size. But yeah, I got it. It just got delivered. Now, we're gonna cross our fingers and hope that it's still there when I get home.
So from a humor perspective, what's funnier? If Hugh's in a way oversized coat, Kyle, or if he's in a really small coat on Sunday?
The oversized, I think would be a lot funnier. like way too
That's
big.
That's a hell of an oversized coat, dude.
I was thinking the same thing. It's not easy to get a fully oversized coat. All right, so Hugh's got a coat. That's good vibes for the Eagles. Let's get back to the phones here, and then we have to get to maybe the biggest backtrack in the history of predictions that I have ever heard. And I'm known to make a backtrack on a prediction. Let's talk to Calvin in West Philly. What's up, Calvin?
What's going on, you guys?
What's up, man?
Calvin, what's up, buddy?
I'm chilling. Listen, you killed me last week. Last week it was, we're not respecting the Packers, and they're a different kind of seven seed, and they won 11 games, and the game was never in doubt.
Well, I said that on Friday. I guarantee to win. I mean, by Friday,
none of us on
this
show really said.
But after you spent the week telling us to respect them, and we should be scared. So it seems like everybody.
No, I wasn't scared of the Packers. I wasn't scared of the Packers.
You got the wrong show.
Yeah, you talked.
So it was a crap team that the teams that they that the Rams have held to all these low scoring averages pretty much has been crap teams. So like I'm not worried about the Rams.
They held the Vikings. Hold on, they held the Vikings to 9 points on Monday. The Vikings
did have
like 30
wins, but they also had a quarterback that never played in the playoffs.
Okay.
This was
I get that, but we can't now take what the Rams just did 3 days ago and say, well, that's not that impressive. They held
I wasn't impressed by it because it was Sam Darnold. What I'm saying
I'm
is,
curious,
we're
why would you impress?
Sam Darnold won 14 games this season.
Why would
I
you
understand
impress?
That? But Sam Darnold has been like since he's been in the league, he's pretty much been a middle of the road quarterback. So when you play,
wait a minute, Calvin. I know you probably read from a piece of paper, but relax. He's a middle of the road quarterback.
Sam Darnold's been a star in his league?
I thought you know what? My bad. I'll let you cook. I thought you said Matt Stafford. My bad. You got it.
No, not Stafford. No,
okay, my bad.
I got respect for Stafford. If you can sling it, you can sling it. I'm not going to act like, you know, but I don't really fear the Rams. It's like we supposed to respect everybody else, but we got the number one defense. We got the best running back in football. We got the best O-line. Our D-line is monsters. Like, our secondary is good. So when do we come into a game as the respected and the one that should be feared? Like, every week, I don't want to hear it.
We're favored.
The Eagles are 6.5-point favorites.
I agree. But you're telling me the Rams is red hot. Like, the teams they named, the Cardinals, the Jets, like, beating Sam Darnold, I don't really consider that red hot. Everybody was red hot till they played us.
Are you
Baltimore
trying to tell us to
hot?
Respect and fear us? I mean, that's not how this works. We can only talk about our opponent.
I know we're good, Calvin.
What are you talking about?
It don't Calvin, sound I, like I, it, though. It's,
Calvin came in here
well,
hotter than
Calvin, on Friday, I said the Eagles are going to blow the Packers out. I was very confident. This week, I don't feel as confident. I think this is a tough game.
Well, where's the offense going to come from with the Rams? Because their running back is not all world, and we have a pretty good secondary.
Yeah, so Puka, they're going to throw the ball, man.
We sacked them a bunch of times the last game. I don't really think they can block our D-line, even though we're a little decimated with the injury. My biggest concern is the linebacker being out and them kind of finding a way to get Puka Nacua matched up on linebackers that's not really that experienced. That's my biggest fear for this game.
You know what I noticed you haven't mentioned the whole time? You haven't mentioned our quarterback, Calvin. We're just overlooking the fact that
he because he threw two touchdowns. He didn't turn the ball over. Like I don't need him to play like Joe Burrow. I don't need him to do that. I need him to do what he needs to do on this team. Trent Dilfer still got a ring. Rob Johnson still got a ring. You don't have to blow it up.
You're thinking you're going to make me feel better by invoking Trent Dilfer's name?
Yeah.
Trent Dilfer was terrible.
Because that's what we want. We want another ring, right? Nick Foles wasn't all world or no pedigree, but he won. Like, we just want to win
another one. Hold on, Calvin. Nick Foles in the title game in the Super Bowl lit it up. They scored 70 points.
He did what he had to do because that's what the game called for. We was in a shootout, so he shot out. But that's not the identity of this team. Like, that's not the way they play. And then at times when they have had to score more points, other than the Washington game, which Jalen didn't play, they did.
What shootouts
have we
won this
season? He's done more.
We won a shootout this year?
What shootouts? This year, what shootout?
I'm saying when he's been called to do more, he's done more. Whatever it's taken. He's 15-3?
He tied of you talking bad about his quarterback, Joe. That's basically
what
Calvin's trying to say.
You want me to grind this man up for winning and for not turning the ball over.
He's just mad because
that's right. Rip him, Calvin.
It's the same game like Carolina because obviously AJ wasn't really getting open. He seems like he's hurt and he's just trying to play because he doesn't want to sit out. But it wasn't the same AJ on the field on Sunday.
I agree. So Calvin, so how are we scoring points on Sunday?
Tell him, Calvin.
How do we score?
Like this
with
Sunday.
Saquon Barkley and all-pro offensive line?
Tell him again. He ain't here.
That's right, Calvin.
He ain't hear you. Say it. Tell him again, Calvin.
Season we were going to run.
Tell him again. Say it again. He ain't hear you. Tell him.
Everybody knew all season we were going to run. That didn't make them able to stop it.
Yeah, but if AJ's banged up, the threat of the pass game is way, way diminished, and it becomes harder.
But if they still put their best corner on AJ, then we got Smitty. Didn't he win the Heisman? Didn't he have 800 yards receiving this year and missed a bunch of games? Like, we still have
awesome.
Other – Dallas Goedert's back. We got people that can still make plays.
Tell him
we're
again.
Not just like AJ or nothing.
Tell
in
him
the
again.
Game.
Tell okay. him that. AJ is not the sum of us. Tell him.
Yeah, the way you're talking, it sounds like you think this is a blowout on Sunday.
I don't think it's a blowout. I think that that our formula and the way that we win, I don't really see where the worry comes from. Other than
come on, Calvin, I set you up for an alley-oop. You need to slam that down.
You supposed to say hell yeah, I'm confident. You ain't supposed to.
Listen,
right.
I don't think it's going to be a blowout, but I don't think it's going to be. It's not going to be a nail biter, and I don't think it's going to be close.
I don't know about that guy. It might be a little.
If we've been wearing things out all season, I think we're going to continue to wear them out.
I hope you're right. And they did do it to them in Los Angeles. Calvin, good phone call. A lot of overconfidence I'm hearing this week.
I look at it like this. This is like the second – the rematch. This is a rematch. So if you got your ass whooped the first time
Elliot might be listening. Just take it.
Oh, my bad. That's like, I forgot. But, this is the butt whooping for a rematch. Okay. If you whoop somebody's butt the first time, then you have to know – the strategy going into that second game, because you're watching that film, that you can't put yourself in a position to be or get beat up like you did the last time. They're going to do everything in their power to try to stop that. And that means they're going to try to, they're going to try to run the ball. Because like I said, last week against the Minnesota Vikings, they had a hair under 100 yards. They really wanted to throw the ball, but they had like a hair under 100 yards. I think it was like 91 yards or something like that. So in order to keep this defense honest and just not make it a pass game, they're gonna come in and do the same thing. They're gonna try to run the ball, and you have to be able. And their bread and butter is gonna be the pass, but you have to be able to speed their clock up. And what I mean by that is on our possessions. If we go out in this game, and I'm assuming this is what they might try to do, if we win the time of possession, grind ball out like we can with our running game, and Jalen doesn't make any mistakes, that bodes well for us. Because at the end of the day, the only way that I feel that the Rams could win this football game is if they throw the ball. And if they're coming in here and they're trying to slow the game down or whatever and not really put the ball in harm's way, that bodes well for us, in my opinion. Especially if the receivers, if Cooper Kupp is not that healthy and Puka Nacua is not playing well. And who else did you say got hurt? The lead receiver last week was, Tyler Higbee against the – He had like 55 yards. He distributed the ball well. I will give him that for like over – just a hair over 200 yards. But if you could figure out a way to to take them out of the passing game and make him make mistakes, you're putting them in a bad spot.
Yeah, by the way, as we mentioned earlier, just we gave a quick mention to where we're at with basketball and the Sixers right now. Joel Embiid officially also out tonight, in case you were getting all revved up for this game, Hugh. Yeah, another missed game. He's been out a week and a half now with a day-to-day foot injury, so just get ready for the Sixers tonight. I know you were
pumped
up for
this. Only thing I find fascinating is that he got signed with a bad will, and he got $190 million. Played the wrong sport. I think about that every day.
You did? No, I don't know. I mean, what position would you have been in on the basketball court? I mean, you're not exactly the tall.
Nah, he was like a P.J. Tucker.
I'd have probably ran the point.
He's a P.J. Tucker.
I'd have ran the point.
The point? You got handles?
I got mad handles. I got mad handles, son. Yeah, yeah. You don't see my handles. Man, I can't dribble to save my life.
No, Kyle hit it. PJ Tucker. You would be PJ Tucker.
I definitely would be PJ Tucker. Have the shoe game.
Sandy's
and all
would
that.
Have loved you. Yeah. I loved PJ Tucker. All right, let's go to Mad Mike. Always has nice things to say about everyone. Mad Mike, what's up?
How we doing today? So it's the caller like the last idiot that called in and just like, oh yeah, it's fine. Jalen Hurts, you can stink all he wants. We have a $250 million quarterback. Who needs him to throw the ball? Like, I want this team to lose just so all these idiots can be smacked down. Oh, our offensive line will score us points. Hey, no, they won't, idiot. You need your quarterback who's paid more than $250 million to be more than a bystander in the game, morons. Like, I'm sorry. Am I the only one watching these games? He basically has been taken out of the offense and can't do anything.
No,
You're not the only one. We're watching it. I don't think he's been taken out, but he certainly is not the driving force.
That calls this radio program, and they're
eater.
Like, "Oh, it's fine. Jalen Hurts doesn't even need to. Don't even dress him. Just have a wildcat it with Saquon. We'll win the game." Like, I'm sorry. Like, this town has become a bunch of morons, and I hope that. And you know who doesn't deserve to win a Super Bowl? Our moron head coach. Like, that is the last guy who deserves to win a Super Bowl. Talk about coattail riding his way to a title. Does nothing. And then, he's a CEO head coach. No, he's a moron that just gets to sit there and watch other people do the work.
So it sounds like you don't think the Eagles have the head coach quarterback advantage on Sunday, Mike?
No, and I think Elliott Shore-Parks is
like
a
how you pulled
baby
that out of there.
Can't even say curse words. Like, oh, ass is a bad word. It's a top three. What a moron.
Elliott's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, that one, and Mike, we appreciate that one. That one got me with Ellie. So, yeah, Mad Mike bringing some positivity on Wednesday.
So if we jump off of what Mad Mike said, and the Eagles do win the Super Bowl, I mean, by his logic, that might be the most impressive Super Bowl victory ever, with a fraud quarterback and a head coach that's just
what,
along for the ride.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I mean,
yeah.
Man.
I wonder what he's going to say if that
talk
happens,
about
though.
Defiance.
In the past, I believe Mike has been anti-Howie as well. And my reaction to this would be someone needs credit for this, right? Like, if the coach and the quarterback both aren't good and they still win the Super Bowl, the rest of the roster must be incredible. I mean, like,
do we hear from Ed Mike if they
credit.
Win the Super Bowl, though?
I would say so. He seems like a stand-up guy. It probably would be negative, but, I mean, I would wonder how he would spin a Super Bowl win to a negative. But I would be
guess the Mad Mike
it.
Take?
Yeah.
Yeah. Worst coaching quarterback to ever win the Super Bowl. I mean, we could figure this out. He'd come up with one. All right, speaking of morons and idiots, Micah Parsons, Hugh, we always like to play clips of his podcast because he is – the word I would use for him is goofy and most of the time delusional.
Different.
Great player. I mean,
different.
You guys know I
he's
love
different.
This player,
yeah,
but
he's
different. So we have two cuts here. The first one is this a couple weeks ago, a big, bold prediction from Micah Parsons on where the Cowboys were going in the near future.
Not done yet. We are not done yet, and I hope that y'all don't think we're done yet. It's going to be an amazing, amazing, amazing thing to see next year when we're holding the trophy. Yes, it's big goals, but I'm telling y'all right now, it's holding the trophy. I'm saying my prayers out loud. I'm saying my goals out loud so y'all can hear them. You know, we're going to be holding a trophy up next year. Point blank, period.
Point blank, period. What was that, Kyle, 3 weeks ago? 2 weeks
no,
ago?
That was literally less than a week ago.
Less than a week ago, point blank, period, end of story. Can we hear Micah's updated take after his team fired their head coach?
Obviously very sad because the relationships, you know, we had with Coach McCarthy and everything he's done for our program. Three straight 12-5 seasons, playoff appearances, and obviously an unfortunate year due to injuries and things like that, but it is devastating. You know, Coach Mike's a great father, coach, one of the most winningest coaches. And, you know, he's always been good to us as a unit, us to coaches, players. So, you know, losing a great coach like Mike hurts. But it's going to be very interesting offseason. You know, it's going to be very interesting, you know, due to the free agents, the coaching. It's like, you know, it's going to be a complete reset. So it's going to be a very interesting and challenging offseason. But listen, I already know I trust my owner. I trust our GM.
Wow, that was a lot.
You have got to be smoking.
Moment of silence.
I don't know how to take what he said. I mean, that's a lot to change. I mean, and that stuff like that happens. The thing that really jumped out to me was he talking about how he's a great coach and a great father. Number one, I was like, how do you know he's a great father?
I'm glad I wasn't the only one that heard that.
Well, that jumped out at me, Joe, because, you know, I get caught on the little nuances of the conversation. I'm like, how do you know he's a great dad? And then I got to thinking, when you just talked bad about him a few weeks ago? About him not doing his job or something like that.
Well, he said something to the effect of, like, Mike can go, like, and
yeah, he can,
it won't make a – I guess, yes. I can't remember exactly what he said, but it wasn't, like, the most glowing thing. But he went from, we're winning the Super Bowl point blank period to this will be a complete reset,
you know,
in a matter
of a week. And that's why a lot of times when people say – some people just be talking just